The Wise Fisherman by Sarah Cassidy. This is a mindfulness practice that I use for helping people to process their experiences. And I think this piece can be used by all ages. Have you ever fished? Do you know any fishermen? Do you know anything at all about fishing? Well, I don't know much. But I know there are all sorts of rules around fishing. For example, you can only fish for certain types of fish at certain times of the year. And if you catch a particular type of fish at the wrong time of year, you have to let it go again. And if you catch a fish that you think is pregnant, you have to let it go again too. If you catch a fish that's too small, you have to let it go again. So a wise fisherman follows these rules, and each time they make a catch, they take a look at the fish, if they are the right type and size in the right season, they probably put them on board. If they aren't, the wise fisherman throws the fish back into the sea. What do you think would happen if they kept every single fish, without ever looking at it, or without checking if it was the right fish or the right season? What if they just kept throwing more and more and more fish on their fishing boat without ever taking the time to examine the fish? It's very likely that if a fisherman did this, that their fishing boat would soon get very heavy. Much too heavy, in fact, and it would sink. A wise fisherman, therefore, examines the catch and decides what to keep and what to throw back. A wise fisherman knows that they need to return to shore to drop off their loads of fish, and they might dock for a while, and then they probably return to sea again. And to me, this is not so different from our life's experiences. If we never examine them, we don't know what we need to keep and what we need to let go of. And if we never process the things that are going to happen to us, we will get overwhelmed with our experiences instead of allowing some of them to stay and letting some of them go when we've outgrown them or gotten over them or moved past them. If we were all wise fishermen, we could hang on to the experiences that nourish us or that teach us, but let go of the ones that no longer serve us. Of course, if we never look at them, we'll never get skilled at distinguishing one from the other. And that's why the wise fisherman examines his or her or their experiences, and knows what to hold on to and what to let go of.